Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Well, the middle class is officially dead. I've said it once, and I'll say it again. Yes, the middle class has officially died. The last several years have presented hard economic times for the American people, with high inflation, elevated housing costs, the rising price of, well, just about everything. I can't think of something that hasn't risen in price. At one point, a $100,000 salary was healthy middle class or even upper middle class. That was income in the United States that really could change a family, right? That was middle class, but everything has changed. I mean, in the 1980s, that was my family. I think my dad made in like the 70, 80,000 range. My mom made about maybe half of that, I think. And they both worked, but we had a middle-class upbringing. And that has totally changed. It's no secret the middle class is shrinking into oblivion. 1971, 61% of households were considered middle class. 2021, only 50% of households are in the middle class. This is according to data from the Pew Research Center. In their analysis, they found that widening of the income gap and the shrinking of the middle class has led to a steady decrease in the share of U.S. aggregate income held by middle-class households. In 1970, adults in middle-income households accounted for 62% of aggregate income, a share that fell to 42% in 2020. And data from GoBankingRates.com just found that individuals and families need to make 42% more money in 2022 just to stay in the middle class as compared with 2012, 42%. And we know that things have not gotten better since 2022. They've gotten much worse. The pandemic has only exacerbated this disparity. Of course, this data varies greatly by state, okay? But in general, it's safe to say that over the past decade, it costs more to live in the United States. And the household income needed to stay in the middle class has increased dramatically. So the problem is, the prices of everything have risen wildly, while salaries have not been able to keep up. This is sizable right now, and this gap between income classes is only going to continue to perpetuate as the ultra-wealthy continue to buy assets and the lower-income people get left in the dust. It's sad, but it's true. So I'll ask you, what do you picture when you think of a middle-class family? For decades, it's the picturesque idea, right, of owning a home, white picket fence, family car. But today, those are the very things that are keeping people locked into a bad financial situation right now. I mean, look at the credit card debt problem we have in this country. People are spending and spending endlessly on liabilities. And when you put all of your money into liabilities, you'll never be wealthy. And I might add, you will never be happy either. You're going to have that anxiety and that albatross sort of hanging over you the whole time. Because guess what? There's always a new car. There's always a new iPhone. There's always a better house to chase. And that's not to say that owning any of these things is inherently bad. But once you understand the difference between assets and liabilities, it will change everything. And this is why I've been saying for years, if you have the means to buy performing assets like real estate, now is the time to make it happen. And if you're not quite there yet, I want you to know that all hope is not lost. The next best thing you can do is build your financial education. If you're thinking, no, this isn't for me, I even have videos that address the mindset problems that can accompany finances. All you have to do is scroll through my videos, find one that speaks to you and your goals. Wealthy people buy assets. Smart people intentionally sharpen their financial intelligence. If you're not doing one or both of these things, then I'm sorry to say it's time to buckle up or get left in the dust. We'll get back to the video in a minute. But first, inflation is out of control and you've got to protect your money. Any money you've got sitting in your bank is losing value every day, right now by about 3.5% to 4%. That's right. If you want to protect your money and you want to grow it, you need to put it to work by investing it. Now, I'm not talking about risky or volatile investments like stocks or crypto. Don't get me wrong, I like those. But tangible assets is what I'm really talking about, that you can actually put your hands on. The best tangible asset that you can invest in right now is real estate. It's the number one hedge against inflation, and it offers some of the highest and the safest returns possible. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor and founder of Morris Invest. Now, I got into real estate after learning that it was a favorite among the wealthy, and now I know exactly why. Personal experience has proven that it is the number one way to build wealth and to protect wealth. I've got decades of experience now that have proven it. Now, while there's several ways you can invest in real estate, most of which I've tried myself, the build-to-rent model offers the most benefits, hands down. More specifically, single-family buy and hold. I'm talking brand new construction built from the ground up, build-to-rent. Build-to-rent properties offer more tax benefits, fewer headaches, than rehabbing an existing property. There's less risk and way less stress than flipping houses. There are a lot less work than wholesaling houses. And there's less turnover and fewer issues than multifamily properties. And when you invest in build-to-rent real estate, you're getting four streams of income. That's right, four. Appreciation and equity gains, principal reduction, tax benefits and depreciation, and then monthly cash flow, which is my favorite. On top of that, you're using someone else's money. Yes, the bank's money to invest in real estate, while someone else, your tenant, is paying for it, paying down the mortgage. It's just one advantage that it has over tangible assets like gold and silver. I mean, I love gold and silver, but you can't buy it with the bank's money. And you certainly can't have someone else pay for it, can you? No, you can't. Plus, when you're strategic about leveraging, you know, using the bank's money, you can get 4 to 5 times the assets that you can to invest in. And it's the only investment that gives you 4 to 5 times the protection from inflation. My company, Morris Invest, along with the help from our team at Sidera Wealth, helps you invest in build-to-rent properties as easily as investing in stocks, because we buy and we build in bulk, and then we pass our savings on to you. Now, if you'd like to learn more, let's just jump on the phone. You can share your financial goals with my team. You can ask questions, it's totally free, and we'll see if it's a good fit. Talking with us, again, completely free. No pressure, no strings attached. When we talk to you on the phone, we're going to explain a few things. Number one, how to identify a smart real estate investment. Then, what does it take to become a successful investor? And then, what you need to get started, whether it's a team, good market, good property, down payment, financing, all of those things. We'll talk about it. Where to get a good strategy that actually best fits your goals and your situation. I mean, everyone is different, right? Every life situation is different. So we'll talk about that on the phone. And we'll also talk about how to get free ongoing help. So click the link below right now to schedule a free call with my team and start protecting your money today. So as the gap between the rich and the poor starts to widen, now is not the time to sit back and wait to see what happens. There's never been a more important time to look out for yourself. Listen, no one is going to save you from this crumbling economy right now. The government sure as hell is not looking out for your best interest. They're looking out for their own interests. Now, I think about the family, the middle-class family. And I remember seeing recently like a 1950s photo of a family, and it shows husband and wife in the driveway with their car. And I think they're getting groceries out of the trunk. And there's two kids and they're playing in the front yard. They've got like some toys and small house, not an ostentatious house. And it said, you know, this was a middle-class family. In fact, the wife didn't even work. he did, the husband did, she didn't. And they were raising two kids. And that was the American dream. And it said, this used to be the American dream. This used to be the middle class. And he could work with one salary, come home at a normal hour, have dinner, be with the family, be with the kids, provide for that family, have a car to drive. She didn't have to work. They didn't have to have two salaries. They didn't have to be working tirelessly. And now so many families are even foregoing having children right now because they can't afford it. So this American dream has collapsed in the United States. Let me know your thoughts on this. I'd love to hear your feedback. Do you think the American dream is alive and well? Do you think the middle class is alive and well? Because I sure as heck don't. I'd love to hear your feedback on this. Anyway, I hope you found this useful so you can dive into some of this information and start to build financial intelligence. Start to really dive into the materials that we have here on this channel. Thank you so much for subscribing to the channel. And in this next video, we're going to unpack what's going on with all the credit card debt crisis that America is facing right now. So check it out, share it with someone that could use some help, and I'll see you in that next video.